This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, May 16th, 2014. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas. KUAF is supported by Northwest Arkansas Media, publishers of Northwest Arkansas Times, Springdale and Rogers Morning News, Benton County Daily Record, and the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. These daily newspapers offer local, state, national, and international news, plus business and Razorback news. NWAOnline.com for more information.
Still on the Hill will be performing songs from Once a River, story songs about the Beaver Lake watershed, May 27th at 7 p.m. in Walton Arts Center's Star Theater in Fayetteville. Still on the Hill will give away 100 CDs during this free performance, which is part of the Artisphere celebration. More information available at stillonthehill.com. And though admission is free, reservations must be made by calling the Walton Arts Center box office at 443-5600.
On this edition of Ozarks, we conclude our series of conversations with candidates in primary races with GOP congressional candidate Bruce Westerman. We also welcome Barrett Baber back to the Furman Garner Performance Studio to hear a new take on one of his songs.
First, same-sex marriage licenses are again being issued after a Pulaski County Circuit judge yesterday clarified an earlier decision. Judge Chris Piazza struck down all laws preventing gay couples from marrying after the Arkansas Supreme Court earlier this week noted one law hadn't been ruled on previously. Jerry Cox with the Arkansas Family Council, which has pushed for the original constitutional ban a decade ago, says he doesn't like the ruling.
I'm very disappointed in the overall ruling. That's certainly the case because you have a judge in Little Rock that took the age-old definition of marriage that was written into the Arkansas Constitution in a fair election by 750,000 Arkansans, and he just simply said, I don't agree with that definition. I'm going to strike it down as unconstitutional. So I find that extremely troubling.
But Pulaski County Clerk Larry Crane says his office resumed issuing licenses and is pleased Judge Piazza clarified the ruling.
It was expected pretty much that he would go back and clear up any questions that were outstanding, as the Supreme Court had indicated that he needed to. He also included the provision where the order that struck down that particular statute that was in question was entered nunc pro tunc, now for then, so that it relates back and brings all of the case together.
Judge Piazza says the first couple to get licenses showed up almost immediately after the ruling was made public. Other counties say they're considering their options. Washington County again started issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples after stopping yesterday.
A cohort of legal professionals and organizations yesterday spoke against what they see as the emerging presence of dark money in state judicial races. Speakers characterize the term dark money as a campaign spending from out-of-state groups that don't reveal the source of their donors or agendas. Speaking on the steps of the state capitol, Brad Hendricks, chairman of the State Bar Association Professional Ethics Committee, did not mince words when speaking about the harm of these groups in judicial elections.
We have a strong independent judiciary set forth in our Constitution, but this dark money can do more to undermine it than anything that can come out of this building behind me or anything that can come out of Congress. It is insidious, it is dangerous, and it really needs to be stopped.
Many of those in attendance referred to the more than $400,000 worth of television ads run by the Political Action Committee, Law Enforcement Alliance of America. The ads attack state Supreme Court candidate Tim Cullen for the actions of a client he was ethically obligated to defend. Cullen's opponent, Robin Wynn, has said he has no connection with the ads, but has not repudiated them or distanced himself. Both were invited to the rally at the Capitol, but only Cullen attended.
Research into climate change from 13 federal agencies released last week finds Arkansas is being, and will continue to be, affected negatively by a warming climate. The assessment concludes storms, temperatures, and precipitation are becoming and will become more extreme, along with more frequent fluctuations in conditions. Jerry Hatfield, a researcher with the USDA's National Lab for Agriculture and Environment in Iowa, says as temperatures rise, human responses may accelerate detrimental effects to the climate.
We spend a lot of energy in terms of cooling. And as we warm, we're going to have to expend more energy because we humans want to have a certain comfort level in all of this.
He rejects arguments by those skeptical humans could have such a profound effect on climate.
We think climate is really well behaved, but in reality it's not. And then there's an ownership that humans have. I mean, we've increased our CO2 levels, we've changed our landscape, we evaporate more water. All of those are constituents that we put back into the atmosphere, and every one of those, CO2, methane, nitrous oxide, water vapor, all begin to change these climate signals that are going on. They change the dynamics of the atmosphere.
The assessment, conducted every 4 years, says climate change results in prolonged or more severe episodes of drought, wildfires, and pests, resulting in a reduction of livestock and crop productivity.
Between March and April of this year, the unemployment rate in Arkansas significantly declined by 0.3%. According to new data released this morning by the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics, the state's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate was 6.6% last month, which is nearly a full point lower than it was in April of last year. However, while the actual number of unemployed people declined by about 5,100 from March to April, the overall labor force also declined by 8,200 people from month to month. Year over year, the overall labor force only declined by about 4,400 people.
One of the top officials at the University of Arkansas is retiring soon. Don Peterson, the Vice Chancellor for Finance and Administration, will retire as of June 30th. The announcement was made public earlier today. Peterson has held the position since September 1998 and previously served as Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs beginning in 1986 and served as the Acting Academic Affairs Vice Chancellor in the year prior to that. As of his retirement, Peterson will be the longest-serving senior administrator in the history of the university. Though he has served as a vice chancellor for 29 years under three chancellors, he joined the U of A faculty in 1972 as an assistant professor of physics and was chairman of that department from 1978 to 1983.
The 24th-ranked Razorback baseball team opened its final regular season series last night with a 9-4 win over the Missouri Tigers. The win puts Arkansas at 14-14 in Southeast Conference play and at 33-21 on the season. The victory also assures the Razorbacks they will have a spot in this month's SEC tournament in Hoover, Alabama. The series continues tonight at Taylor Stadium in Columbia, Missouri.
Meanwhile, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals closed out three games in North Little Rock last night with a 9-2 loss to the Travelers. The Nats now 15-24 on the season. They return to Springdale tonight. They'll open up a home-and-home series against the Tulsa Drillers.
Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Overnight low of 41 in northwest Arkansas. And in the Arkansas River Valley, a 50% chance of precipitation and a low of 47. Tomorrow, Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 65 in northwest Arkansas. A slight chance of morning showers and a high of 71 in the River Valley. Mostly cloudy tomorrow evening with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 50s.
Thank you.